The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testies.
Testies.
1, 2, 3.
Boner.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Fucker.
I like sucking, but I ain't gay.
Legit bad podcast.
Fuck those honkies.
Oh yeah.
Kick ass.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
He really knows how to suck a wiener.
All right, that's enough of that. Welcome to Legit Bat. I'm Joe. Jen's here.
It's
an audio show. You can talk.
I'm saying hi.
What
the fuck?
Ben couldn't make it. I know, big surprise. No, actually, he's dead tired after the massive fucking episode we did yesterday. Going on.
All that talking. His mouth is exhausted.
Yeah, his tongue, lips, all of it.
It was 3.5 hours.
But yeah, that one was a cool one. Check that out. It's very long, so it'll get you through, you know, half a day's work. Before we start, off the top here, I just migrated servers for our show, and shit's going to be a little bit different. I haven't noticed it getting too fucky yet, but as far as the titles go, I can't do the season and episode numbers on it anymore. It gets it all weird looking, so I'll just not be doing that, so that's fine. And then they auto-insert ads, so I'm going to minimize those as much as possible, and if there's some wonky ads, just know I did not pick those ads. They just
reach out to us too.
Yeah.
Let us know what the ads are. I want to know, because we're not listening to our own show, obviously. I would love to hear what kind of COVID-based mindfuckery they're putting.
Well, that's the funny thing is we could have a COVID vax ad or something and then talk about COVID, which, whatever. If you listen to the show, you know what our stance is on
we
that.
We don't really talk about COVID all that much anymore, but yeah, I think people pretty much know where we stand. No big deal.
So that's about it for that, I think.
If you hear an ad for COVID, a vaccine, just think of it like additional comedy. Just laugh about it and then tune into the show.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Anyway, we got I don't even know how many times we've done a show with these guys. I put number 3 on the show title because I wasn't sure, but it's been at least 3.
It could
be more, but yeah, it is Big Country and Boya from Whiskey Beer and Conspiracies. What's up, fellers?
Hi.
Oh, I didn't do, hang on, there we go.
Oh, hello, thank you.
As you were saying pre-show, we are wildly famous on the internet, so I mean, to have all of us here in one spot is just crazy.
I mean, imagine what the ticket prices would be, you know. That's
oh,
I think that's where we're cutting ourselves short, you know.
I have to order groceries because I can't go outside.
Is there a way we could do this? Like, could we do like pay-per-view shows? Is that something you can do?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
As long as we get JR to announce it for us, that would be awesome.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that man had a family. Jesus Christ. He broke him in half. We gotta stop this.
That's my favorite.
You almost sounded like Herbert from Family Guy there.
I think I can do. I got a little bit of cotton mouth right now. Here we go.
Say, Chris. Chris isn't on the show tonight. And unfortunately, stepping into Chris's spot is Herbert the Pervert. You may recognize me from the episode I did with the boys about Jimmy Savile. Big fan of his work. A lot of my inspiration came from... Oh, the producer's telling me to leave. I gotta go.
Oh my god.
That was the longest impersonation I've ever heard.
That was almost on par with my buddy Zach's impersonation of that, and he is... spot the fuck on.
He can only do it for a short amount of time, though, because the whistle's tricky. You got that down, Big Country. Good job.
I do it every once in a while on accident.
I practice in the shower. You'll get better. You just got to find time. You know?
I'll work on that.
Well, you practice doing Herbert's voice, and I fart into my phone. So, you know, we all have our gifts.
Everyone's got a thing.
Hey, like, what is it? Theo Von says, everyone's got their own Vietnam, baby. You know? I get it.
What have you boys been up to lately? I noticed you kind of had a drop off in how many podcasts you're doing. Are you just doing more premium or what?
There was a time when we were cranking out shows, and then we were eating ourselves up over it, but we still do one free show a week. We have like a subscription based part of it where you get an extra show, every week, and then it unlocks a bunch of stuff on our website. But we were trying to get that kind of off and running. Just cause we wanted to like try to cut out the middleman as much as we could, you know, especially with you hear pages getting nuked on like Patreon and stuff like that. I'm like, we've already been not like nuked off free platforms. I could only imagine what like a paid platform was going to do, you know? So we were trying to work on that a bit, but that and surviving, the winter of death that never fucking came. So I was a little upset about that.
Pretty underwhelming.
The winter of death was literally non-existent where we live. So since January, where we live, it has been at least in the 70s, but pretty much in the 80s. And it's now October, with no end in sight. So we've had no rain, well, a little bit here and there, but no rain, no cold weather, nothing. It's been basically summer for like this 10 is months. With, it's kind of bomb. Well, I like it.
Kind of prior, this is with like mad chemtrailing too, like a lot every single day. And then I don't know if that, it can't be cloud seeding because we can get shit for rain. So what the fuck is that? But then all summer, clear as a bell outside. And just a couple days ago, I saw a couple streaks. I'm like,
and then you get the clouds. Yeah. You get the clouds and all of a sudden your nose is stuffy, right? Because it's been the same down here. Like we had, I don't know, a day or two of some rain, like some heavy rain. And that's only because a fucking, you know, hurricane came up and like just kissed the southern coast of California and then dipped back down into Mexico. So it was like, we got a little bit of rain, but anytime it's clear outside, there's no fucking, no clouds in the sky. Chemtrails everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, it's not cloud seeding because we had like 3 weeks of nothing but 90 plus degree weather. And it was great because like the governor's like, we need to save power. So don't charge your Teslas at home and don't turn on your air conditioners. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean, Gavin? That doesn't make any sense, you know? And they're pushing like they want by, I think it's 2035. No new vehicle sales will be gasoline engines. They want it only to be EV. Same with fucking big rigs, right? Which is going to cripple everything throughout the state because now the trucks that deliver the produce aren't going to be able to be on the road because they're gasoline, right? You can already go to like an RV place and buy a brand new RV and it will not come with a gas generator in it because they stopped the sale of them in the state of California.
Yeah.
I forgot you were in California. I was like, yeah, same here. Oh, yeah, you're in California.
But we just bought one, right? Didn't you buy one? Right?
I bought a generator last fall, I think.
When are they stopping the sales of, because you can't get gas powered
25, I think.
Heaters or, or lawnmowers, things like that.
Well, it's so stupid because, I mean, people have talked about it a lot, but it is not going to work. The infrastructure isn't there. The grid isn't there. The production of these vehicles is by no means there. I mean, we have like 35, 40 million people in California, right? Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, for a typical EV battery, you have to move 500,000 square feet of earth in order to mine the ingredients for one battery.
Yeah.
That now, sounds very clean.
Yeah. Oh, dude. You know what they're
mined by? Super green. Mined by giant gas powered earth movers.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, they're mining nickel, cobalt, lithium. All that stuff is terrible for the fucking water table. It will poison an entire area. And then on top of that, these batteries you can't dispose of. You can't just throw them in the fucking trash. You can't just recycle them. They're treated as nuclear waste. I worked at
don't last that long. They last they like don't last long 5 years max. And then you got to get
they're trying to develop like solid state batteries, which will last longer, but they're still just as toxic. I worked at a dealership for like 17 years. And when we would get EVs that needed batteries replaced, we had to go through a ridiculous amount of protocol just to get the fucking thing out of the car. So you don't die. Right. And then on top of that, when you get ready to send it back, like check sheet on check sheet on check sheet in order to make sure that it's being taken to the proper facility, because it is literally treated as toxic waste. You can't recycle it. So they're creating more waste by mandating this shit. and they're going to poison more people. They're going to displace more people. And we don't have the infrastructure to fucking charge all of these electric cars, let alone run our ACs in our house during the summer. How many times throughout living in California, every single summer do you hear, oh, there could be possible blackouts if you don't turn your AC down? Yeah. Yeah. Every time.
Surprisingly, it didn't happen.
We're in
up
a
here.
Rural area.
It didn't happen, happen here. Always. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't get it either.
What's interesting about that too is the what they say, and of course I remember from living in California, is you know, these are the peak hours, so we don't want you to use electricity, and we're doing rollbacks to save electricity and all this shit, right?
Keep that electricity in a jar for later. Yeah.
That's my point. Like, as an electrician, I know when they say we're saving electricity, they're not, it's not like they don't have like a like you said, like a jar. Yeah. Or like a backpack they keep it in.
Reducing demand. They won't
they're
say
reducing
that
demand so they don't overpower the grid that can't handle it, right? So they're telling you we don't have the infrastructure to support normal activity without saying that. You know, they're like, we're just saving and budget cutting rollbacks. And
oh, yeah.
Like, no. What they're saying is if you guys turn on just the normal shit we have, we're all fucked for a long time until we fix it.
Yeah.
So when all this EV shit's going on, I could imagine there's guys that are in the electrical industry out there, like the higher ups, you know, they're like, Gavin, dude,
yeah, shut the fuck up.
We can't. It's not even possible. We can't. Oh, you're signing
world,
it into law.
World Economic Forum mouth.
Yeah. I love the times that they say it for us to use electricity. They're like, between the hours of 9 p.m. and like 4 a.m., that's when you can do laundry.
I was literally just going there.
I have a job.
Yeah, when Big Country was saying, yeah, don't use it during peak hours. It's like, it's 110 and I want to use my AC and I'm going to use that because it's fucking hot.
You know what we should do is we should listen to what they say and everybody just suffer through, but then everybody use it at like 9:01. Every single person on the fucking grid and be like, oh, what?
I say everybody plug their cars in, run your AC at max all at the same time and just see what happens.
They're assuming people are sleeping and that they're going to fall in line and that people will be asleep and not using it. And the few people who are like, okay, I guess I'll do my laundry at 10 p.m.
I'll wait.
That won't be a stress on the grid. But if everyone did it, if everyone stayed up and they're like, fuck you, I'm not even going to work.
Turn
tomorrow.
On every TV, every halogen bulb.
Yeah.
Fuck the LED light.
Yeah, they're just asking for 4 hours to flatten the curve, guys. And
just 4 hours. It'll go away.
Just 4 hours. Yeah. But they know everybody gets home between those times, right? Like, I got fucking 3 kids. I'm not waiting till 10 o'clock to do laundry. You know what I mean? You kiss my ass. And but you know that like they're pushing all these people to EVs, but they're building fucking apartment complexes like nobody's business. So there's nowhere to charge any of these vehicles. The grids that they did tests on, they did like an audit in San Francisco. And it turns out that less than half, I think it was like 62% or 68% of EV charging stations in San Francisco did not work. So you can't even get those up and running, right? But they want everybody to go out and buy these fucking vehicles. And from a mechanic standpoint, it always made more sense to me to have them go towards hybrids, right? With a decent hybrid, you can get fucking 600, 700 mile range. Yeah, you're still using gasoline, but you're using less of it. The hybrid batteries last longer than a full EV battery. The weight of the battery is far less. So you're not taking away from cargo capacity or anything like that. When you have full EV, good luck fucking trying to plan a road trip anywhere, because once you get to middle America, there's not a Tesla supercharging station, you know, every 20 minutes down the road.
You need to charge your what?
Yeah, exactly. And, but that's the other thing. All these farmers and shit, they're like, yeah, get changed to hybrid or change to EV. Like, no, that's not how it works, man. You know, fucking Tundra comes out with a fucking hybrid V6 twin turbo. Well, that battery is about 800 pounds. So now you're losing 800 pounds of towing capacity and cargo capacity. And then on top of that, you fucking hook it up to tow anything and it's all gasoline all the time because there's no hybrid demand. You know what I mean? So just from like a technical standpoint, it's all retarded. There's nothing about it that makes any sense at all.
Well, and the biggest fallacy of this whole thing is that they're saying you need to switch over to electric cars because it's better for the environment and all that. And then nobody ever brings up, I mean, in this community, obviously we do, but nobody ever brings up, I've ever seen on the liberal side, about how that power to charge your car comes about. And I just pulled it up right now. 61% of electricity generation is from fossil fuels, coal, natural gas, petroleum, and other gases. So natural gas, fine. Coal is still, well, it's sitting at 21%. I don't know how much to believe of this, but a lot of it's fucking coal. And that's going to have to be upped by a fucking lot if everybody has an electric car, because there's not going to be anything near as, you know, what do you call it? I can't use words today.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the thing we have the most of is coal.
Yeah. Don't you think they might be gearing up for something different? Like, when, okay, we had tapes for a long time and then CDs came out and they were like around for a little bit. And then they're like, everything's MP3 now. It's just,
everything's digital.
Well, CDs were so cool. We're like, wow, that's brand new. Everyone's switching to this. It's never not analog anymore. It's this like laser beam on this disc and it, whatever. And everyone switched to that. And then I don't know how long CDs were.
Well, holy 10, shit. CDs years. Fucking took a nosedive. I still
they
got
did,
some.
But everything's still online. Now. Yeah. I don't own anything digitally. I mean, anything that's like physical, everything is digital.
Yeah. Well, so, it's the same way with like Blu-rays, DVDs, right? Like you go to, you go and buy a movie. Like if you're at line with a movie, like in a package, they look at you like you're fucking weird, you know? And it's like, no, I like to have it. I like to have it, you know, but when you go, like you kind of have a point there when you talk about it, it's kind of changing technology, right? Like there's certain things that are just in place for certain times. And I do think that this EV thing is a phase because it's going to get to the point, especially here in California, because that's Gavin's big fucking boner, right? Like we're doing it right, but we're not. Boner. Everything that he's done, has been a failure. And us in California know that, but the news pumped out to the outside of the state is that he's like hailed as some fucking savior, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to see real soon that EVs are not the answer. You're going to have to double the mining effort. You just talked about how much coal we need, right? Now, on top of mining coal and pumping for fucking petroleum, we're mining nickel, we're mining lithium, and we're mining cobalt. Which we're already mining, but now we have to up that by so much more so we can fucking drive all these EVs into the state. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah. And for people who haven't seen what a fucking lithium mine looks like.
Yeah, show that.
Throw it up on the screen. Throw it up.
Here's some African children.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just the sheer, like, the how it does not look very green at all. Look at this shit. So that's a mine, a lithium mine. And
you get like 12 batteries. Out of said,
yeah, I was gonna say whatever it's with the amount of earth that's you get.
Yeah, however many Chinese kids can carry up that mountain. When we lose them all, then that's when we stop.
Yeah.
However many batteries that makes.
Super cool. This. So can you imagine though a new, like if we got a reset, like people are talking about, like, oh, we'll all be killed and then reset. Someone finds this and they're like, it was aliens or whatever. Yeah. They think it was from a god.
They did that.
Meanwhile, it was just from the failure of what we were trying to do.
It was just Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
And I want to say this too, like, because most people don't know this, that putting solar on your house is the biggest scam. That's running right now, and no one wants to take it. Now, listen. If you have solar, that's fine. I'm not joshing you. I'm just talking about if you want to, like, you walked into your local Home Depot, right? And they're like, "Hey, excuse me, July, have you ever thought about going to solar?" Right? So you're going to buy solar to put on your house. Most people don't know this, but the at best lifespan of solar panels is 20 years, right? And they again, it's very similar to these batteries. They can't just throw them in the trash. There's a special process because they can't go to the dump. They got to break them down because that material is hazardous, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long would you think the average lease lifespan of leasing your solar panels to put on your house is?
20 years.
It's 20 years. So the most life you can get out of your panels is 20 years, and it's going to take you 20 years to pay it off. That's by design. It's for, and you're not saving electricity. You're pulling free fucking electricity from the sun and they're charging you for it because electricity is free. We could go into so many in-depth conversations about this, but you can generate an electrical charge by two magnets, right? It's they're charging you for shit that's already free. But the alternatives to what they're giving you, to what works best right now, is even worse.
Oh yeah, dude. Well, take a look at your bill, because fucking SDG&E, like, they love to just, they raise rates all the time. News stations have done like investigations into why every single year the rate goes up, you know, 10, 15, 20%. And then they say, oh, well, it's because the board controls that. Well, the board is paid by the electrical company. So of course they're going to fucking say, yeah, hike the rates, because that money doesn't go back into like building, I don't know, a fucking like solar plantation to help take relief off of the grid. It goes back into paying these assholes to sit on a fucking board.
Wait, so, you're saying it doesn't go to hungry kids in Africa
it
either?
It doesn't, man. Fuck. No.
Nope.
They get the losers Super Bowl the shirts.
Go.
Yeah. So, real quick, it's funny that you brought that up, dude, because we literally just got solar put on our house. But listen to my reasoning behind it. So green movement, don't give a shit. What happens, especially, we have PG&E, and for people who don't know, Pacific Gas and Electric,
they're the ones that burn the whole state down, they're
the murderers, right?
But they've been raising rates, like you said, a lot, and by the end of this year is supposed to go up another 30%. So my reasoning is purely financial. It's going to be locked in at a rate that's not going to change. I mean, it goes up a little bit, I guess, but it's not going to change, and it's not going to be $500 a month.
Yeah.
It's like $190 a month flat for our electricity. I'll still have a gas bill, but it's hardly anything. And then it's all cheap except during the winter. But so my thing with it, and we get a tax credit, so we can pay off a bunch of like the credit
tax
cards.
Tax credit is so scammy, though. I hate the tax credit.
No, it's because they want you to give it to them.
It sounds listen to this tax credit. This is how, so I'm in sales, I'm in the mortgage industry, so I know how shitty people can be, and I fucking see right through it. He's like, listen, guys, because we're not rich by any stretch of the imagination. So he's like, oh, I'll sell these people on this tax credit. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. The only reason we got solar is because PG&E hiked rates because they got sued by everybody in Paradise for the, what was it? The campfire.
They got sued by like half of California.
Yeah, but they did. But the campfire really fucked them, so we are saving money. But they're like, oh, so you get a certain percentage of the loan that you take out, which ours is like $55,000. So they're like, cool, you get this percentage as a tax credit the following year, and it was like $14,000 or $15,000 that we'll get. Yeah, that's really cool, right? Sounds awesome. Yeah. Guess what, if you take that money and don't put it right back into that loan, your loan payment goes up monthly by like,
what the fuck?
$70. Yeah.
That's why I said it was going to go up.
It's still cheaper than our electric bill.
That's what.
Absolutely. That yeah.
Next comment is that it's still everything evened out to being better financially than not doing it. But, like, it sounds crazy.
That sales point, it's too disparaged people. Like, it's too, they're trying to sell to us like we can't pay our bills. I'm like, no, we can. That's why we're talking to you and why we qualify for this loan in the first place. But anyway, it's just stupid.
Well, think about the 08 crash that was systematically sold to people that they knew could not fucking make the payment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Predatory loans, or they love that shit.
So yeah, that was part of my training as a loan officer. So that whole
here's how you fuck over poor people.
It kind of was, but what they would do is take no income. That how they got away with it sort of was they would go off the borrower's word. They'd be like, yeah, I make $40 an hour. And it was called no income, no assets loan. They didn't have to show their bank statements or their income. And they just got a loan.
Yeah.
I make like $200,000 a day.
Yeah, like, you can say anything you want. They got
three houses.
And guess what? They were lying a lot of the time and couldn't fucking pay them. Weird.
Yeah. No, that whole dude back in the 08 crash, right after that, I got a job working for my cousin as a process server. You know, like the you've been served, here's your child support paperwork.
Pineapple Express.
Actually, a pretty fun job. Everybody says that. It was zero like that. It's illegal to dress up as something else. Like, we just had I carried a gun, but it was an interesting job, but we dealt with so many of the Bank of America evictions it turned out later is because they were fucking people over. So we got all these fucking, we didn't actually do the physical eviction. We just had to serve it's called an unlawful detainer paperwork to these people that are obviously not wanting that. And which is why I carried a gun, but they, Yeah, it was one after another, and we thought it was weird at the time. We're like, we're getting a lot of these. How are that many people getting fucked out of their house? And then right after that, it's because they were fucking people over. Okay.
You know, and the best part about that, in my opinion, was when the banks were going to fail, right? And they're like, we got to bail them out. We did that.
Yeah.
Not have a house anymore, you want my taxes to fund the people that just fucked all of us. Like,
well, the housing market, you know, them doing that to the housing market fucked every other industry, right? Because I was at the dealership when that happened, dude. So it fucked the automotive industry, right? Because everybody from Chevy and Ford and GM, they all go to fucking the White House in private jets and begged for millions and millions and millions of dollars. All of the airline industry, they all took private jets to the White House and begged for money. Because Obama decided to do a thing called cash for clunkers. You guys remember that?
Right? Yeah, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, fucking drag it in, tow it in, drive it in. We'll give you like $7,500 for your vehicle, no matter the state or condition. It could be a rolling chassis. Here's $7,500 towards a new vehicle. They literally didn't give a shit, dude. And we had cars coming in that were running perfect shape, right? But they're just sitting in people's backyards. They didn't want them. They knew that it was worth less than $7,500, but the government is going to make this dealership give you $7,500 to put towards a new car. So we had perfectly good classic cars coming in that people had no idea what the value was, and we were not allowed to purchase them from the customer at all once they stepped foot onto the dealer. What they would do is that they would tag and brand every single VIN that was traded in under that, and then they would destroy the engine so nobody could fucking take it. They would put glass and sand inside the engine, start it up until it fucking blew up. No matter. And yeah, it was wild, man, because there were cars coming in. We were like, no, I want to fucking buy this. I'll buy this from the dealer. Nope, can't do it. Can't do it. It's already been entered into the system. All these cars had the engines destroyed and they were fucking crushed.
I was going to say, no, it was we had an engine fire. It was the 75th one this week. I don't know what's going on.
Interesting. I think they were planning for something for the future, though, destroying all those old cars.
Destroying all those gas cars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they want to usher in that. But I think that the EV thing, I hate to go back to it real quick, but I remembered a fucking thought that I had that jumped out of my head. The thing about the EV thing is you look at like Tesla, right? Tesla will repo your shit. And all they do is just fucking call the vehicle, wake it up, and tell it to drive itself back to Tesla.
That is fucking dope, actually.
Yeah, dude. Like a guy walks out of his house and sees his Tesla driving down the street. And he's like, what the fuck? Calls 911. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, like, you say the vehicle's headed this way in that direction. We'll go ahead and
sir, I got the vehicle. He's so black, I can't see him. It's dark.
Yeah, like the cops pull up. Yeah, the cops pull up. There's nobody in the car. The car's just driving. So he calls Tesla, like, dude, my Tesla lost its mind. They're like, no, you didn't pay your fucking bill in like months, dude. We're repoing it. It's driving itself.
Pull over the car, and they're like, there's no driver.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So, I mean, imagine a world of EVs like that. The next time a pandemic comes along and they don't want people to leave their house, they just flip a switch and fucking shut down all the EVs.
Well, that's the argument against the whole Internet of Things thing too, because I heard somebody else talk about it, made a really good point. He's like, people don't have the money to have all their shit connected to the internet until they make it very, very cheap. Like they talk about your fridge auto ordering you bananas or what, you know, whatever you're out of. But he's like, that doesn't make any sense. No, I don't have enough money to go out and like replace my fridge right now, let alone get a smart fridge that connects to Siri or something. So
yeah.
It will be made affordable.
It is leading that way, but this whole 2030, 2035 like push to go green, I don't think that's, I mean, we I know that we're not going to do that. I don't even want to have a phone anymore. So
it's
definitely not going to be able to talk to the internet and go fuck yourself. Right?
Well, yeah. it's easier for a lot of us to say that just because we lived in both the digital and the analog world. Mm-hmm. And now that things are getting the way they are, I'm like, fuck, dude, I'll go back to analog, no problem, bro.
No problem,
That's why I have all these old video games. I got a VCR now, you know what I mean? Like, internet goes down, dude, I'm flipping the Sega on or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You guys are
doing that anyway. We've been playing Nintendo a fucking lot lately, and it is
here we go.
Love it.
Oh, it's so much fun. And it doesn't make you feel shitty. Like, yeah, you can't save a game. You know what I mean? But you get on Call of Duty and the first thing you hear is like 7 N-bombs and they're all from fucking little tiny little kids. You know what I mean? It's like, then you know, you play video games to like wind down and relax. But when you're getting shit on by a group of guys you don't know because you didn't
get to the...
Yeah. Like it's it's not that. So I mute everything. Anytime I fucking get online, I mute everything, dude, because I don't want to hear shit.
That's the cool thing about having non-multiplayer games too. So we've been playing Breath of the Wild, the Zelda game for Switch lately. It is relaxing as fuck. Keeps me awake though, because I'm actually like, I don't want to say using my brain, but I'm not just vegging out in front of like a show. We're actually like going on quests and doing all this shit. And it has this really relaxing music the whole time. And it's just, it's great. And there's no 10-year-old saying N-bombs to me. So. Yeah. Awesome.
Same with Mario. Yeah. You get on, it's upbeat music. It's like, din, 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 din. Right? And you're just eating mushrooms.
And he's so excited about everything all the time.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you start the game, here we go. You know,
he's just so happy.
Fuck yeah, Mario, let's go.
Yeah, and got into all the young listeners out there. What was he? Oh, he was a plumber. That's right. Blue collars have more fun. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Yeah.
And he gets all the chicks, the same one every time, granted, but yeah.
Yeah, but she's a princess, okay? The princess. Yeah, but
she's also
she's a
whore, all right? If you think that she just keeps getting kidnapped, dude, no, she keeps getting busted. That's what's happening.
She keeps getting busted, fucking Luigi.
Yeah. Some cherry pepini shit. She's like, I was kidnapped. Nope, just kidding. I was just hanging out with my ex.
She just got sick. Did you guys hear about that case, the cherry pepini thing? Mm-mm. Okay, so it's from around here, actually, but it was national fucking news. It was several years ago now. This bitch supposedly got kidnapped by, like, 2 Mexicans. Like, she made it super racist, too. It's just, like...
2 Mexicans?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And she was jogging or whatever. Gone,
missing. Yep. I thought she was dead, and then they finally found her and ended up finding out her story was nowhere near what she had said. So she just got charged. I think she got sentenced to a few years in prison or something. But
she did. Well, her husband filed for divorce. It's actually devastating because a lot of people around here, it happened in this town, like in the town we lived in at the time. We're one town away now, but a lot of people knew her and said she was very sweet, very great. She would never fake a kidnapping.
I think she just got in over her head. She was like cheating on her husband or something. And like, I don't know if she moved to her, go be her with mother, the dude or what?
Her mother had said something about her having mental instability issues.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Jesus. So the mom brought that up while she's in the, but this is while she's still kidnapped. Mm. And this happened the year I moved here. And my daughter at the time was 9. And she used to walk to the bus stop. And I was like, fuck that. And I started driving her to school every day after that kidnapping because it happened like 2 miles from our house. The kidnapping was like on the street that connected to the street we lived off of. So I was like, oh my gosh, there's 2 Mexican women out there trying to kill people.
Just snatching white girls. Them.
Yeah.
But of course,
it wasn't real. That's so awful.
Yeah.
It wasn't real, but since it was a white blonde woman, it made national headlines. Mm-hmm.
Well, they were offering a huge reward. Yeah. It was pumped out. And they said that when she was found, she had beaten herself up, starved herself, and branded herself. So they found her on a county, some in Yolo County, just running down a road with, I think she had handcuffs on or something, chains. And some lady picked her up.
Man, what a story.
She really went all the way, though. You know what I mean?
She did. We went just a lot with it.
It's like, if her mom brings up the fact that she's struggled with mental instability. Yeah, no shit. Listen, most people in that situation will probably wind up getting a divorce. Yeah. She's like, how can I? I've got it.
Kidnapping.
I'm going to starve. I'm going full bulimic. Okay, I'm selling this. If you're buying, I'm selling, right? I'm going full bulimic, okay? I'm gonna fuck myself up.
And brand myself.
Like, I'm not in a fraternity. I'm just branding myself. And then
the brand
was
never labeled either. They never said what the brand said. Anyway, sorry.
But and then to wrap it up, this woman needs an Oscar because she wraps it up with some handcuffs around her, some chain.
Right.
Like, she should
running
be getting
down the
awards.
Street. She said they dumped her out of a van.
They kicked her out of a van.
Speculating that she's actually in her 30s, but she looks very young. She's very pretty and skinny, and she looks young. So they said it was some Mexican child sex traffickers that were stealing this girl, and they thought she was younger than she was. So they roughed her up a little and then dumped her out because she wasn't young enough
for their sex trafficking. You're too old.
Yeah. And meanwhile, she was faking the whole thing. So
that's so fucking crazy wild.
Stories get started, people.
Yeah, see, that's dude, wild. Like you said, though, you know. Nuts. Well, you know, Joe mentioned that she got two over her head. I could see that for her to be like, well, fuck. Like, what do we got to do now? Just keep it rolling. You know what I mean? And just add on to the story. But it wouldn't surprise me if she had contact with her mom. And then her mom's like, oh, this bitch is kind of crazy. And then she just kind of in the news is like, yeah, she's a little mentally unstable. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude, that's wild. That's fucking wild.
That I think that speaks a lot to the human ingenuity. You know what I mean? Like, don't count us out, people.
Yeah, count us out. A positive spin on it. She was very resourceful and creative with how she tried to fuck everybody over or whatever she was doing.
Or whatever she
I mean, know what the end goal was. Yeah, like you said, she just got in over her head. Now she's like, well, fuck it. Well,
yeah, there was no reason. They had her husband's really sweet. I guess they had like a nice house. She was jogging. I mean, she didn't have to do shit.
She was probably on Valium and whatever those other like bored housewife drugs are.
I'm not trying
to
make fun of her.
Chardonnay.
She didn't do the right thing, obviously, but sounds like she was fucked. Like we're all saying.
Anyway, yeah, that's
fuck that bitch.
If anybody wants to check
California
that,
stories.
Just Google Sherry Papini. You'll see the entire story that it was probably relayed a lot better than we could.
Yeah, make sure you have your search engine set to moderate when if you misspell that, you know what I mean. Oh, shit. Sherry and penis. Oh, yeah. Enter. Oh no, this is not. This can't be the same.
So, click video right away. Just click video. Yeah.
See. What have you guys been, well, we were like 36 minutes in. What have you guys been talking about on your show lately? I mean, I've listened to it, but for the listeners who haven't, what have you been talking about?
A lot of child trafficking.
All the bright stuff. Good.
Yeah. Well, you know, because there's a group, I go to their meetings pretty often, as many as I can. It's called the Rad Movement.
I thought you were going to say AA.
Definitely not. But they do. Basically, they fucking hunt down kids that have been stolen, and you know, they're just a bunch of pissed off moms, and fucking they were searching for this girl. Thankfully, they found her today. We got word that they found her today, but they've been searching for her for what, 2 or 3 weeks?
I think so. Yeah.
You know, and they, I think up to date, including this girl that they found like 20 kids. Total. And
those are inflated though, boy. I remember.
Yeah, those are fuck, dude. Fuck that guy. First of all, okay. That show. Yeah, we'll talk about that. And say, yeah, fuck all those guys. But we've been talking about that. We've had Tank on the show, Noel Rodriguez. He's you know our fourth uninitiated host, I guess you could say. But we spent a lot of time talking about that and. You know, the shortcomings of like the school system and just local government in general when it comes to the safety of kids and stuff like that. I think that along with the other typical bullshit, Biden shitting his pants in front of people regularly. There it is. That's probably him right there. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get that from .gov sound clips?
It was actually in the CIA reading room site. So I listened to that one. I know I talked to Big Country off air, obviously. I was texting him, but he had Sean Hibbler on from
that was a good one.
The documentaries Level and The Next Level. Level?
That was Next called? Level, yeah.
So I've yet to watch those. I really want to watch them, but something that stuck out, which I thought was hilarious, this dude is smart, he's on top of it, he's definitely one of the community, but then he busts out this shit like halfway through talking about how he will never put dead flesh into his belly again, about not eating meat. And I was like, well, that's fair, like people are vegetarian, whatever, don't eat meat. But I just thought it was weird that he was basically, you know, kind of making it a moral stance, and I'm like, I don't understand how you can be that anti-establishment, but then the establishment is so against meat and so against you know, all that. Like, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I eat fucking steak. I did steak only for like a year. Well, pretty much steak only. But yeah. So I think it, you know, it obviously has to do with every individual person is going to have a different preference. But I just thought it was weird the way he kind of went about that.
And yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
It was very militant, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's, you know, it.
Yeah, because Moral Bob actually sent me a message about that too. And this is not shitting on him, but I was like, hey, man, I don't think I'll ever be there. I respect it, but yeah. He was like, yeah, man, he's real militant about his vegetarianism or veganism or whatever. And there's questions you could ask, right? Like, as humans, we have like lateral scissors,
yeah,
and canines, like for a reason, you know. But it's even to the extent of like, I asked him, I was like, hey, like, okay, let's just say Red Dawn happens tomorrow. I'm gonna hunt a deer,
dude.
Right,
meant to, meant to. Yeah.
Well, he was like, "Yeah, ask me."
I would too if I had to. Yeah.
Yeah, he said. So I mean, and you know, I think they're. I don't think overall they're not like bad people. You know, that live that lifestyle. Obviously, like you said, he's one in our community. But I think there is a lot of interesting studies that suggest that living that kind of lifestyle is very unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
In the long run,
especially for certain people, like I said, everyone's going to be different, but certain people right. definitely are get sickly if they do like a vegan or vegetarian. I know I did. I tried to go vegetarian like 10 years ago. I got like 2 days in and was like, give me a fucking filet mignon or I'm gonna kill someone.
Yeah. Well, and Joe, you were saying
only red meat. Oh,
well, Joe, you were saying, no, you were saying the other day when you I think it was you that asked, it was like, well, okay, if that's the case, right, like the government is pushing like beyond meat and vegetarian right. this and so they're pushing you to eat that way because mm-hmm. they don't like meat. So wouldn't you think that like living that lifestyle is probably where they want you at some point?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I mean, I just heard a thing the other day that the certain meatless company that produces
the Beyond Meat. Whatever the
fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. One of them's like going out of business and it's gonna
yeah.
demolish a bunch of jobs because nobody wants to fucking buy it. Surprise, surprise. But that, yeah, I heard somebody else talking about vegans today too, and it's funny because they'll be like, I don't eat animal byproducts. And then you look at a vegan meal and it's like high fructose corn syrup, soy protein. It's all the shit that's awful for you, but they're like, yeah. at least I'm not hurting.
That's what happened. I worked with a couple people who were vegan when it was new to me. I'm not saying it was a new movement, but this was in 2009, 2010. Okay. I had never even heard.
Yeah, it was of kind of fringe vegan. Still. Yeah.
Yeah. But they announce it freely. They're like, I'm a vegan. Do you know what
that
is?
You don't even have to ask them. Yeah.
No, not at all. He just told me. And I was
have
like,
you heard about our Lord and Savior, Bill Gates?
It was way before Bill Gates. I mean, it wasn't like now, but they were telling me all about it and it sounded nice. I was like, okay, yeah. that sounds great. Good for you. It's not for me, but that's great for you. And I watched what they ate for lunch every day. And it was like Pringles, fucking Oreos and whatever. Like it was all bullshit. It was a lot of chips. I'll say that. A lot of chips, a lot of bread. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem good either. But all right. Enjoy. That's you.
No, because it's their moral high ground. It's not. They don't give a shit about what's healthy. Oh, I'm not hurting an animal. Good for you. You're fucking 300 pounds, too. Let's see how that works out for you.
Yeah, those are the same people that like yell at you about your mask not being over your nose. It becomes their personality. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
Do shit else. That's the thing. Like, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm vegan. No. That's not what I asked you. Like, what do you do for fun?
Nutty. That is all that I am. Don't eat me.
Don't eat me. Yeah, fuck that.
And again, I'm not disparaging any vegans. I doubt there's very many that listen to this show, but even vegetarianism, like I totally get it. And if that works for you and you're healthy, cool, do it. I can't subsist on not eating protein or like animal protein. I can't. Yeah. And I lost more weight and felt way better than I have in years, literally trying the carnivore thing for like 2 weeks.
I was just going to say that. That's what crazy. I was trying to say earlier is when you did the vegetarian thing, I guess, whenever back before I met you, when he did carnivore only, he ate just red meat for like, I don't know, a while.
It was, especially well, it was during mostly the week. Like just during the week while I was at work, all I would do is eat
day every
jerky
now and
or a steak that I'd made or, you know, just different things like that. And that's literally all I ate all day. My stomach shrank so much and I didn't need much more to be full after that because it's protein. And it's
but you lost like 15 pounds in a month. And well, it wasn't in an
since
healthy
that
way.
Time,
but...
I've lost like 30 pounds. Like it's crazy. Yeah. But my energy level is great during the day. I'm sure the listeners are tired of hearing this. We mention it all the time. Energy levels are great during the day. And I cheated too. Like we come home and I'd have pizza sometimes. Like it's fine, but mostly just meat or protein.
And it's different for everyone. I think there are certain body types or blood types or whatever that vegetarian might work for you. And that's fine too. But don't discount meat altogether just because someone on TV told you it's bad and mean.
Yeah, exactly. I did pescatarian for a little bit, you know, where it's like the only protein you eat is fish, basically, or like seafood, which was cool. But like you would kind of just get bored of having seafood all the time. So it was
fish.
Like, yeah, dude. So then you just, it was like, nah, fuck that. Like, I'm going to have a little bit of chicken. You know what I mean? And I did feel good for sure. You know what I mean? But it was just, it's probably my own fault. It just kind of got boring, you know?
So yeah.
That's the problem with being on any specific diet. Like, it's, I think we're meant to eat a lot of different things, not a lot of different GMOs and corn syrup and all that stuff, but like, just eat the stuff that comes out of the ground and walks on four legs with hooves. I mean, just try it.
I think that's one of the things the establishment wants us to get away from, like, especially with not eating red meat, is like, so if you're not eating red meat, then that means you're not hunting. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's like this primal connection that we all have to that. Like, even if you haven't hunted, you could probably hunt if you had to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're it came down to death, it. You're ripping the neck off of a fucking squirrel.
Yeah. They want us to be dependent on them. They don't want us able to find our own food.
Yeah. Cause like for where I live, the deer to human population out here is 10 to one, right? Deer to people. Damn. Right. So it's massive.
Your food.
Right. Which is why they have no
Sounds
problem
like an
with
invasion,
it.
Dude.
But it's, well, you come out here in the winter, boy, we'll show you. But like for my experience, right? Like I have my wife and my son and me, right? So there's just three of us. But like if I were to bag a good sized deer, that's enough meat for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like at least Especially until the next season.
Budgeting it, or if it was in a time of actually trying to survive. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. It could last you for a year. You get one ounce of steak a day, kids. Deal with it.
Yeah. 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 He shot a hog. It was, I want to say it was like almost 400 pounds. This was probably a year ago now. It ended up with like a little under 300 pound yield of meat. And I was just asking him today, actually. I said, you still have any of that pig left over? He's like, oh, a lot. And the last time I saw him, he had made, I don't know, fucking 15 pounds of pulled pork. You know what I mean? He's given me, I don't know how many pork chops or packs of bacon, and still got a ton of meat left over. So one animal is good enough. He's got a family of, I think, five, and one animal is good enough to sustain you for a long time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and you can use something like if you're raising your own animals, which I know that's not feasible for almost anybody these days, but if you're raising your own animals like pigs, you can literally use every single part of that fucking animal. Like, nothing goes to waste. If you know what you're doing, I don't, but my friend does, and he uses everything. I mean, he feeds the ears to the dog, you know, all that stuff. Make chicharrones out of the skin, which is just gross fried skin, but they are delicious.
I love it. So good.
Fried skin.
The spicy ones.
Maybe.
Like crispy chicken skin, you know, and you put the mashed potatoes in it and you kind of roll it up like a little chicken skin blunt and eat it. It's the fucking best, dude.
Chicken skin blunt, baby.
Yeah. You'll find yourself doing that during Thanksgiving.
Roll that turkey skin up. I hope we go to your parents' house. I'll just roll it up like a blunt and fucking eat it.
We got to be baked when we go there anyway. Why not?
Thanks, mom and dad-in-law.
Sucking the potatoes out of it.
Yeah,
that establishment.
The government can suck a buffet of dicks.
Buffet of dicks.
That's so funny.
Well, what else have you got to talk about? We just rabbit trailed from kidnapping kids to eating meat and rolling up chicken skin blunts. So
chicken skin blunts. Yeah, yeah.
Now you're not going to get that off your head, huh?
T-shirt idea.
Yeah, there we go. We did like quite a few like flat earth, you know, we touched on a little bit. Yeah, we did some flat earth. The silly shit that's been going on with, you know, the fucking hurricanes, which kind of takes us back to EVs because Teslas are lighting up left and right in Florida. And it's kind of fucking amusing to see, right? Because they're all pretentious. Like the Tesla drivers are the new BMW drivers, you know?
Hey, easy.
Hey, you're good now. You're in the clear.
No, I'm you're good now. Because it was cheap.
Yeah, see, you're in the clear now.
And the Germans make a good car.
They really do.
You know what they're doing when it comes to gas, you know?
Well, dude, that's
like blowing up in Florida. I didn't hear this.
Well, so the hurricane comes through, right? Which was super weird because if you look at the map of like the last biggest hurricane, I forget the name, fucking Carl or something, that came through before Ian. The normal like path of a hurricane, especially in Florida, is pretty similar year after year. So it comes around, hits the West Coast, moves across the state, and then hits up the East Coast towards the Carolinas. Well, they showed like every major hurricane since like the 90s that has come through Florida. All same path, very fluid, right? And then this one like comes around and it's all twitchy and fucking like weaves in and out of the state. And then fucking heads out into the ocean and up to the Carolinas.
Like it was like, being remote controlled or something.
Yeah, like something was guiding it. You know what I mean? And it was very fucking strange. But it heads through and, you know, flooding and all this shit. Well, the salt water reacts with these Tesla batteries and they just start sparking. They go up in flames. Well, you can't put out an EV fire like you would a normal fire. And fire departments aren't equipped for any of this. So they'll use hundreds of thousands of gallons of water to put these fires out. One car.
Wow.
But it's happening like constantly.
It's that DC power, man. Like,
and it's all high voltage, you know?
Yeah. Like as an electrician, if any electrician you meet tells you that they're not afraid to fuck with DC, they're lying to you or they're trying to sound cool. DC is fucking scary stuff. It's direct current versus AC. It goes along a sine wave, so it pulses. Mm-hmm. DC is in and out, baby. Yeah. Right? So these cars that are getting waterlogged, right? And then they dry out or whatever, they move enough water. And all it takes is a droplet to have a direct short or whatever. That's it. That's all it takes. Mm-hmm. So you have these batteries that are now waterlogged, right? And they're having enough to dry out, but it's sparking something along those lines. And then you have all the components that are just going to melt and it turns into this big fucking giant toxic ass.
It's just a transformer fire, basically.
It's pretty much what it is. And then imagine what that's doing to the environment. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just you're literally if that's real, it's literally burning and like a Tesla size hole fucking right in that layer you want to protect so much.
Right in that ozone layer. Yeah. Yeah, but I thought that the path of that, especially considering, you know, the state of Florida right now, the state of Florida is like kind of fucking bearing the flag for fuck you to this administration, right? And we saw that happen in Texas a couple winters ago. Remember, all of a sudden that big freeze comes out of fucking nowhere. And it's never happened before. And it shuts down electrical stations. And now they have no water. And the water that they do have is dirty. And all the pipes are frozen. Then, you know, Florida's out here saying, fuck you to Biden. And all of a sudden, this weird, like, remote control pattern hurricane comes through and messes everything up. Right. And then you have everybody. Like, I thought it was weird. And me and Big Country had talked about this because there's like that hot mic moment with Biden where he says like nobody fucks with a Biden, right? And people are losing their minds over it. They're like, I can't believe he said it. It's like, really? At this point, you can't believe he said it? You know what I mean? Like, we're going to fucking write headlines about this right now.
What are you, 12 years old?
Yeah.
You can't believe the president would say fuck.
Are you
lying? Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, I have all kinds of stupid shit.
I would believe that Biden would do anything at this point. I'm actually surprised that he can read anything at all or even speak words at this point. So if he said fuck, good on
him. I don't even know if he's actually reading a teleprompter. I think they have electrodes directly attached to his brain and they just kind of pulse him
They're
to make
him say
shit.
They're just moving his mouth and his vocal cords at the same time.
And then you have a short. He gets a water droplet in there and gets a short.
He just shits his pants immediately. They're like, all right, let's go.
That's the thing though, is like, because I remember that freeze. We were living in Kansas and they're talking about this big freeze that was going to Texas. And I think the lowest we had during that time here was like -12, I think, or -16. Which don't get me wrong, dude, that is cold. Like it hurts to breathe, it's so cold. But because of where we lived, right, like they get winters like that all the time. Not that cold, but it freezes every year and they're always prepared. They salt the roads, they got blades, right? And those are the days that like you don't even go get your fucking mail, you know what I mean? So but like when it hit Texas, Dude, there's no way that that wasn't manufactured.
No,
there's whole cities that don't even own a fucking, a snow plow.
Yeah.
They're like, salt on this road for what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And it's not regular salt either. It's like chemical salt in like pill form. It's not, I'm from the East Coast, but when it snowed here, the trees can't even sustain the weight of snow on them. So trees just fell down everywhere too and wrecked people's houses.
Oh yeah, we're not prepared for that here. We see snow once every few years. Sometimes we go a decade without really seeing snow, but we got
but when hit. You see snow, like what is it like? You know, is it like a foot of snow or is it like a flurry real quick?
Well, it depends a lot. If we get snow, most of the time it's not even an inch or two.
Okay.
But then we get hit a couple years ago with like 13 inches or something like that. And it was different around the area, but the whole town shuts down because we don't have snow tires. We don't have plows. We don't have salt. So everybody's like, well, I guess it's a free day off work today because I don't, I'm not driving my BMW. Like
everyone
in that
got in car accidents. Being from the East Coast, I was like, oh, well, we need to go get gas and beer and shit because we're home. So I'm driving down the street and I see 9 cars piled up on a hill. And I'm like, oh my God, you fuckers don't know shit about driving in snow. They're like,
they can't even drive in the rain. My
brakes and then accelerate. Yeah. Like, how do I do it?
That's so funny, man, because you'd be surprised, dude. Every winter out here, you see cars off the side of the freeway and most of the time they're stuck there. If you don't know somebody that's going to pull you out, that should stay until spring.
That's why I hit him with that.
Hey, you can't park there.
Yeah.
Redneck will get you out for sure.
Dude, no, there's guys that will drive around like in an F-250 diesel engine with a snowplow that they attach and they'll go plow like parking lots of businesses for like $100 or whatever.
Oh, hell
damn, that shitty Mr. capitalism.
Plow.
Entrepreneurs.
But what's interesting though is I wanted to say too, Andrew who's watching on Rockfin did say that DC hurts a lot more than AC is, which is it's fucking true. And which is why Boyd doesn't want to challenge.
I'm not willing to challenge that, dude. Anytime I hear that high voltage buzzing noise, my fucking butt just crumples up because there's no coming back from that, dude. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
You could be getting into the forever box really soon.
Yeah, man. Like I remember when we were first being trained to work on hybrids and EVs, and they're like, take everything out of your pocket, wear these giant insulated gloves, and wait 20 minutes for the battery to discharge. But after that 20 minutes, check it just in case, because you could die. Yeah. And you're like,
do I need to call my wife first?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
right,
dude. I love the kids.
That's a remembrance.
Yeah, send this to my wife if I don't come back. You know that type.
I've heard a lot of people say that too. Is that in the next 20 years or so, there's not going to be mechanics. There's just going to be maintenance people that do software upgrades to your car. There's not going to be any. Oh, it's your carburetor. Or, whatever. Mm-hmm. No, it's going to be. You need a new battery or you don't.
Yeah, I can tell you from experience, the last, 5-6 years from working there, we did more computer updates than other shit because it would be anything from like the computer that operates everything. You get these cars, brand new cars, will have anywhere from, maybe 5 modules, computers that controls different parts of the car to 50, 60 plus when you get to like higher end vehicles. So there's a computer for fucking everything. And there's always an update, right? Like your Apple CarPlay goes out. Oh, it's probably needs an update. Your ECM, we've changed some things to help with driver comfort or, fuel economy or whatever. And it'll fucking, you have to update these things. And constantly there was updates every fucking month. And each one would take, 15, 20 minutes to do, sometimes longer. And you're just sitting in a car with a fucking computer, a tablet. That's what we had, tablets, just pushing buttons and updating vehicles and then pushing them out. It was ridiculous, dude.
You're like, I did not go to school for this.
Yeah, dude. Like, I want to fix some shit. You know what I mean? So,
well, I think, though, that as close as they are trying to get us to that, this whole movement with AI and robots and all that bullshit, Seth from Venice Beach Dub Club was on our show and he was talking about it. And he said, I think that's a big fucking lie to try to scare us. Not the going green and all that. We see that happening right now, but like the robots taking over or whatever. He said, because COVID would have been the perfect rollout. Even right now with as depleted as the workforce is, no one's going to work. So if they really had like robots, cooks or whatever, or sophisticated systems, that they would have just rolled it out already because nobody wants to go to work anymore. So there may no be there. Wow. There may no be things future. There may not be mechanics in the future, but for two parts, not because they don't need them anymore, even though that's the route they want to go, but for a lot of trades, but also because nobody wants to fucking do that work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a two-front war they're waging of, like, making the next generation a bunch of fucking pussies and then phasing out the guys. Check. But phasing out the guys that are doing the trades now in different areas until they can't do it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because the, like, a dealer now, at least, car dealerships aren't making shit on sales of cars. You know, where all their income comes from is the servicing of those cars that are apparently dog shit because they have to be serviced all the fucking time.
Like, yeah. Oh, for sure.
They're not even they're not even profiting off the sales of the cars. It's when you bring that car back to them to get it fixed. That's where they're paying their employees.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Those guys are guys. Like, I've never met a mechanic who's like, hey, I fixed your car. Like, I mean, no offense to anybody.
But you do. They just don't last long.
Yeah. Like, all right. Fair enough. But getting rid of those guys that are guys, like we were talking about earlier, people who want to hunt, fix shit. No, they want everyone to be dependent on the government.
Yeah. Well, that's the push. Absolutely. That's the push behind, you know, the whole toxic masculinity thing. And they're just telling you basically that masculinity in general is toxic. You know, like you said, masculinity would be a father teaching his daughter how to do her oil change her tire, things like that. There's nothing wrong with being masculine. You need masculinity because if some shit pops off in a grocery store or, you know, a school, who are you going to have run in there? People that aren't like men that aren't masculine. Not saying that there aren't women that will run in there and fuck shit up, but
in definitely general, don't send the Uvalde Police Department.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there was one guy with masculinity in that whole situation, and he was the guy that wanted to fucking go in and wreck shit.
Yeah,
and they pushed him away. You know what I mean? But that's the thing. They're putting this stigma out there, like, oh, the guys that, you know, want to work in trades, welders, mechanics, electricians, construction workers, it's all toxic because it's male dominated. We don't need that anymore. But you do, and they're confusing masculinity with this toxic version that they've developed, and they're trying to push it out. Like, there's this weird feminist movement now, you know, where you have to have like gauged ears, a septum piercing, and fucking pubic hair and armpit hair and green hair, you know. And it's like all of those women will tell you, like, we don't need men for anything. Well, you kind of do. Like, for making new humans and for fixing a lot of things.
That is such a depopulation push too, because I will tell you, as a chick, I like masculine dudes. It's hot. That's what girls like. Guess what? Dudes also, I'm not a dude, like I said, but I bet you're not a huge fan of that feminist movement. I bet if a chick was like, look at my septum ring and my muscles, you'd be like, ooh, no thanks.
Now listen,
whatever, bro.
Listen, there are females with septum. I'm not shitting on every female with a septum nose. You know what I mean? But that's like the uniform for this group of people. Dude, I swear to God, like, you sign up or
do hair with one side shaved also. And
hey, everyone who has that style, that we're not even picking apart these, you know, physical attributes, but at the end of the day, there's an attitude that goes along with it.
Absolutely.
Where you're like, fuck guys. And the guys who are like, I don't want to be a toxic male, that's not attractive. Sorry. No. To a chick who actually wants to have babies and reproduce, that's not hot. No one's going to want to fuck you. Sorry, bro. Yeah.
Well, the idea is, you know, you want, like, there's certain things that, like, basic things that I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but according to my wife, at least, and other women I've talked to, is there's certain, like, basic things that need to be checked off the list, right? And that's like, is this guy going to keep me safe? Am I going to feel protected? Will he be able to provide if shit goes sideways? And will he be able to help me raise, you know, children that are going to contribute to the rest of society?
Yeah, I think that's spot on, dude, for real.
Yeah, like, that's, like, really basic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, if you have a guy who's like, You got a guy who's like, oh, I can't. I'm not touching that tire. I'm not, because it's going to get my hands dirty.
I'm so scared about this Facebook post.
Yeah. The guys that feel triggered, like, definitely not checking any of those boxes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I forgot who I was talking to about this the other day. And I'm not shitting on anybody that drinks these. I'm using it as an example. I was like, I kind of grew up with this mentality. Like, I got it from my dad. Right. And I know he got it from his dad and his uncles and stuff like that. And on both same sides, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there's like some things that just for me, like as a man, I would check myself if I caught myself doing it. Like, and I, again, I'm not shitting on anybody that drinks these, like, but like White Claws or Truly's, right? Like in my head, I'm like,
We have drank the White Claw. Had them before.
My other testicle dropped and I stopped drinking.
Yeah, we're drinking Keystone now, like real men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck
you. That has nothing to do with manliness, though. This has to do with I'm old and it really hurts if I drink too much now. And so I have to cut it down.
Yeah. No, hey, but you
nothing wrong with that.
You kind of get what I'm saying? Like men drink whiskey and men, you know, work with their hands or they do a job that's demanding, you know, something like that. Or like men shoot guns, men shoot tobacco, you know, that type of stuff that like, that's like, I was kind of raised with, like, this is manly stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So all this, like, I don't know, like tuck your sack back, throw a little rouge on. I'm just not down with it, man. You know?
No. And they're starting like with the kids too. You know what I mean? Like they're telling like you don't need to play football. You don't need to. Who needs sports?
You know, we need coders.
Yeah,
women can have babies, son.
Yeah,
I saw one today that it was making fun of something, but I don't. It was an ad from something. Oh my god, it was like a trans man and a trans woman. However, you want to chalk that up, but one of them said, "Not all men have penises." And not all women have vaginas, and it like had their parts like blocked out, but one was clearly used to be one, now is the other, and it's just it's mind blowing.
God damn, remember
we need to go back to kindergarten cop?
Yeah,
geez. Biology.
Yeah, that's all we need. Girls have a vagina. Yeah. Even he knew. You know what
even
I mean?
Even he knew.
Yeah, but it's weird because like every time my son, my two oldest, they're in school. My oldest son is in third grade and my daughter is in kindergarten, right? And I grill them every day, like, what'd you guys fucking talk about today? You know what I mean? Because I'm waiting for them to be like, well, we found out that boys can have babies. And like, thankfully, their school is a little more, you know, moderate. I won't even say conservative because it's not even close, but more moderate, especially when it comes to shit like that. Like, they're strictly, here's math. You know what I mean? But yeah. I was having this conversation with my son. I think it was Saturday night. And he was like, yeah, I was watching this thing and they were talking about Area 51. Have you heard of this? And I'm like, oh, yeah, buddy. And he's like, yeah, they're trying to say that it's like a military base, but I'm not buying it. And I'm like, you know what, bud? I'm like, I think I'm going to pull his chair up for you. You're going to have your first beer tonight, dude.
I was going to say, here's a glass of whiskey, buddy.
Yeah, he's like,
so are you familiar with Jimmy Savile?
Well, he's like, whoa. Yeah, I go. I go. Hey, bud, you ever heard of a guy named Bob Lazar? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, you know. So I buckle him up. I'm like, well, Bob Lazar used to work with the gray aliens, you know. And he's like, what? And for fucking 2 days, this kid's like walking around like eyes wide, like I think I'm on board with what you were saying, Dad.
You're gonna go in his room and he's gonna have like newspaper clippings and like red string going about.
Dude. Yeah,
right? You're gonna get a letter sent home from the teacher for later this year.
Right, but you know, and like awesome. more than anything, I've been trying to just like tell all the kids, like, man, I don't give a shit if what you think is right or wrong, as long as it's logical. You put some thought into it, right? Because you're going to realize soon. And I think, getting into the conspiracy world, at first you're like, this is what's right. This is what's wrong. And then you get in, you're like, man, I don't know shit about anything.
Right.
You know? And so you're kind of like, fuck, maybe it is real. I don't know. But let's look for more answers because none of this makes any sense. You know, and I think like if I can get them on that path to just question everything, even their own answers, then I've done a good job. And I feel like I'm on the right path. Like,
yeah,
he once almost started a riot at the zoo over masks. You know what I mean? I was like, nice. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, critical thinking is just being, I don't know, like weeded out now in schools.
Yeah.
even remember in the news, they're like, don't critical think. Critical thinking isn't good for you in the time of the pandemic. Just take it in.
Don't go down the rabbit hole. Government's
safe and effective. Yeah, it was the critical thinking is, it was like devalued during that time. And yeah, that's ridiculous.
I wouldn't. It wouldn't shock me if you heard like a politician come out in the near future who's like, critical thinking is racist.
Mm-hmm. Dangerous think to of our all, democracy.
It's dangerous to our democracy. And think of all the black people that have trouble with the DMV, finding the DMV.
Yeah.
And now you expect them to critically think?
Yeah.
What are you? I mean, kind of racist?
Yeah. We got to level the playing field. They can be just as smart as white kids.
Yeah.
And in blacks and Asians, you know.
Yeah, and such and such. Yeah.
And such.
I actually hope Biden makes it a few more months just so I can get a few more sound bites, because lately, especially, almost everything that comes out of his mouth is retarded and it's old for sound clips. I'm going to keep him forever.
He's Puerto Rican now. Did you clip some of those at least?
No.
You didn't hear about it? He's talking. It was like during some Hispanic Heritage Month, I don't know, talk that he had. And he was talking about, and it's great because fucking Jill's in the background, like sweating bullets, dude. She's like, shut the fuck up. Because he's talking about how he goes, you know what? I want to start off by saying, and anytime he does that, you know that he's off script, right? And he talks about how he grew up in a predominantly... or how big the Puerto Rican population in Connecticut or wherever he's from is, right? Which I doubt it's that big. And he talks about
how, when he was a kid.
Yeah, right? He talks about how politically he was raised in a mostly Puerto Rican household.
What does that mean?
It doesn't make any sense. And Jill's like wringing her hands and like, oh God, shut the fuck up. And there are people like clapping. Oh God,
you're
like,
gonna
yeah.
blow. You're gonna blow.
I'm like, dude, this guy's so multicultural. You know what I mean? Like the most multicultural president we've ever had. He's black, Puerto Rican, Mexican. He knows the words to despacho.
You know, like, dude, you know what it reminds me of? His handler has got to be sitting behind camera. And it's that scene from The Ugly Truth. Hmm. Like when they're in the hot air balloon and they don't know that they're live. And he's like, oh God, they're going to curse. I know it. I know it. That's what his handler's like. He's going to blow it. He's going to blow it this time. I fucking know.
They're back there taking bets and shit. Like, what does he say this time?
Yeah. They've got to have a calm way of doing it at this point. They're like, all right, dude, how much you want to bet? He's going to say the N word. Like, $20.
That's a running bet, I'm sure. And it's up to like $15,000 now. Cause they're like,
oh, there's a pool. Yeah. There's a pool for sure. The N word pool.
It's a Deadpool for Biden gaffes. Yeah. Well, you guys, we got to get out of here. I got to make dinner and shit. I forgot that we didn't make dinner before the show. But so the kids are out there, you know, looking like these African kids or something.
They're starving.
Yeah, for sure. They got flies landing on their eyeballs and shit.
Oh, yeah. So tell everybody where they can find you. I know I have it up on the screen, but for the audio listeners, where they can find all your stuff.
Go ahead, boy. That fly one got me.
Yeah. So you can find us at wbconspiracies.com is our website. You can find us on Rockfin, Spotify. We've got a paid portion of our website. You can sign up and be part of the Hooligan Tavern, if you will. And once you sign up for that, you can sign up through Spotify. Once you sign up for that, it unlocks some secret episodes. It unlocks some different merchandise for members only. We kind of decided to get away from running ads for something similar you guys were talking to at the intro there, like fuck COVID. And then they're like, don't forget to get your booster. You know what I mean? Or yeah. We would do like a health and wellness like episode. And then a Jack in the Box commercial comes on right after. So we kind of went away from that, did a paid version on our website there, that you can get through Spotify, and it's working out pretty well so far. So, all those are the spots. Instagram. We're not on Twitter anymore. We're not on YouTube. They kicked us out. Although Instagram has said that we're close to being demonetized, even though we're not like monetizing anything on Instagram. So,
you'd be real close to not being that.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if you were
exactly. If you're gonna, don't. So WB Conspiracies on Instagram. You can message us through there. We always respond to anybody that sends us a message, even if they're a piece of shit. And you can email us and all that. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, yeah. Thanks, you guys. I also wanted to mention with the new, speaking about that, with the ads I talked about at the beginning, also the cool thing about this new server that we migrated to is there's a donate button in the link.
Nice.
Buy us a beer. You can, for the audio listeners, because I thank you, Andrew, in the chat, by the way, on Rockfin. He sent us a tip. You can send a tip on audio now. Isn't that cool? Yeah. Do that. Yeah. Buy me a beer. Okay. Thank you. All right, guys. Have a great night. We will talk to you soon.